Story time, story time, coming to us from an ancient rhyme. Witches, dragons, saints and kings, weavers of spells and magic things, forest of grass and mountains of dark, here comes the story hark.
Okay, I think it's worth, I'll just do a bit of introductions first. The main thing is introducing your character so people know who you are. And also if you just move your icon around on the thing so we know which character, which token you are on here, then we make sure that we've got everyone. I'm Anthony. I've been DMing for ages, a couple of groups through to 20th level, and since COVID we've gone online with our main campaign, and I've started off these one-shots to get a bit more games in myself, but also give others who might be not have games either new to it or wanting to try and find games themselves. So I'm getting stuck into these one-shots every now and then. I can schedule them a bit around when I'm available, because I can't run two campaigns simultaneously. That's really it for me. Federico, do you want to tell us about your character? And
okay, so apparently I'm an elf.
Ah, yes. You've got the pre-generated fighter. Character, sorry. Yeah, that's right. I'm just dumping him onto you.
Okay, give me a sec and then maybe I'll make... Can I go later and maybe I think of some backstory?
Yeah, sure. It's entirely up to you.
Okay, can some of the other... Well, what am I trying to say? Can someone else go first?
Yeah, sure. Okay. We'll go to you, Zach.
My character is a mountain dwarf cleric of the War Domain. His god, Torm, has instinctively told him to come to this tavern to go on another adventure. Is
okay.
Typical dwarf height of 4'8", bit taller than a normal dwarf.
So this is Grindor, right?
Yes, Grindor, yeah. Iron Fist.
Okay, and can people tell what god you worship from your shield or holy symbol or something?
Yes, I actually wear a white gauntlet. On one of my armors, so people can tell that it's actually Torm.
Okay. Torm the True, one of the good guys, I believe. At least that's what that's how the story goes. All right. Tina, I helped make you a pre-gen with a bit of chat throughout the week. Do you want to describe your character or introduce your character?
So my character's name is Trust, and she is a tiefling. This is the first time ever that I've ever played Dungeons & Dragons, yep. So I'm not entirely sure about a lot of things.
No problem.
So she's just a standard tiefling.
Okay.
And I wrote a bit of a backstory for her. Where she was kind of like a member of a cult, and was born and raised in as a member of a cult, but she was always told that the god that they worshipped was like a really good, like, you know, nice god, but then she found out later in life that that was the lie, and it was actually some sort of, I don't really know, but like some sort of devil or like evil deity, and then that's why she was born as a tiefling.
Okay.
So she was not pleased to hear about this, and she felt like she'd been lied to her whole life, so she left and is kind of on a journey to find some sort of truth in her life.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's where she is now.
Right. So I
and she is a sorcerer as well.
Yeah, so the party would know, we'll assume that you have travelled together and enough to trust one another and have enough motivation to, you know, have each other's backs, so to speak. And so the rest of the group would know that, yeah, you're a sorcerer, so basically a caster of wizard spells. But rather than learning from books with bat's wings and eyes of newt and all that palaver, that Harry Potter stuff, you just have an innate ability within you to generate magic. And that comes from not so much the tiefling and curse type thing. It's more that somewhere back in your line, there's dragon in your ancestry. And so you are a draconic sorcerer. And that manifests in gold scales, which many would mistake as part of your tiefling skin. But there's these tiny gold scales which have some material benefits. They provide you almost with light armor. Your skin's a lot tougher than regular folk. But other than that, sorcerers are fairly squishy and generally tend to keep out of combat.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And I can help you there with spells and things as we go along. Okay, so Ewan, do you want to kick on?
Yeah, of course. So, my name is Ewan. I've been playing D&D on and off for a few years now.
Yep.
Mostly as a DM because all my friends never wanted to DM.
Yeah, right.
eternal DM, sad DM phase. Yeah. I'm trying Rule 20 for the first time properly. So, okay. And I'm playing Gully, the Hobgoblin Druid. Gully, he's got typical red skin of the Hobgoblin, but he's got strange kind of solid amber eyes. He's wearing this kind of patchwork leather armor with a messy kind of brown robe loosely fitting over it. He's not your usual Hobgoblin. He seems rather calm, approachable.
Okay. So we've got the not quite pacifist, but not to pigeonhole you or anything, but the bit of a the hippie pacifist, despite the Hobgoblin ancestry.
Well, but he doesn't identify with the general Hobgoblin culture of militaristic hierarchy, and he tried to escape that life.
Okay. So. All right. In that case, Federico, does that give you a bit of an idea of what we're meaning? If you want.
Okay. So from what I decided to improvise the backstory from the stats.
Excellent.
I'm Kiro. He's an archer. He's very skilled at archery. His entire life, he trained to become a good fighter. But as a result, he's not very good at social interaction. Let's say.
Yep.
Not because he's like a natural. Let's say he wants to be sociable, but he's very bad at it. Yes, his charisma is bad. He's a medieval version of a nerd, basically.
Right. Okay.
But he happens to be good at killing things, let's just say that.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's my character you're improvising in 2 seconds.
Very good. So, yeah, so what I had on hand was an arcane, intended was an arcane archer or building towards that. But rather than be an elf ranger or, you know, scout or something, he's just a straight-up fighter, but just very good with a bow, as a bow specialist.
Okay, fair enough. This is my third time playing D&D, so I'm still also kind of a noob.
Yep,
so.
No worries. That's going to be, fine. Okay, so I think Tree or Tim C, we don't have on. And if I look to Discord, it's just us. So, I'll just make sure there's no one in Night Assembly. Yep. Okay, yeah, so just checking. All right, so what I'm going to do with Tree is move him out with some other Sarah and Clark, and they can just have chit-chats elsewhere. And all right, in that case I can probably jump straight into the adventure if you guys are all happy for me to do so, or at that point.
Okay,
I don't know, did you hear tavern music? There was some a while back, but it tends to drift off after
there
a while.
There was some, I think it's gone now.
Yeah, it's intended to set the scene and then sort of die off after a little while, so it's not incessantly playing in the background.
All right, sweet.
Yeah, but yeah. So I use this tavern as a bit of a launch page for these one shots, but it doubles up as any sort of standard regular tavern. You guys have been traveling together. You've come into the city of Thentia, which is in the Forgotten Realms on the coast, sort of like a Mediterranean city, but it's winter, so rather than being freezing and snow, it's just driving rain incessantly. So a bit grim. And the Harvest Festival was not too long ago, and you know that there's been some pretty serious events go down. There was an attack on the city recently, which you, despite being relatively unexperienced compared to some other adventurers, you're in the right place at the right time and made yourselves known with beating off some goblins that had that were doing this raid. And let me just jump back to my own notes here. Yeah, so and you're now, so you've just been traveling. The work that you've generally been doing hasn't been that great, not really what you expected for the life of adventurers. Maybe a bit of guard work or escort work, that sort of thing. And you've probably got a bit of money in your pocket. Most of you have probably got about 10, everyone got sort of 10 gold from the last session that you were doing. So there's about 10 gold in your pocket and from 100 or so that you divvied up, and you've had a couple of friends sort of drift off and do other things, and there's the four of you still left together. You're sitting around in this tavern. It's around midday, so it's just a sort of meet-up point. You're not out getting plastered or anything. Is there anything particular you want to do while you're here? There's a bit of a din. There's a bit of a
general glance around.
Yeah. Okay. Well, looking over your shoulder, you can see there's a group of people, clearly adventurers as well, behind you. And there's a couple of dwarves throwing daggers and hand crossbows. If you look on the board, can you see my ping over here?
Yes.
If I hold shift down, that's
yeah. Good.
So there's two targets painted on boards, and there's two dwarves throwing hand axes at it. There's an innkeeper polishing glasses, as they usually do when they're not actually selling stuff, because there's only one guy sitting at the bar who looks like he's been there forever, with just the dregs of a glass in front of him.
Okay. Can I talk to the what would that be called? The innkeeper, I guess?
Yes.
The shopkeeper.
Did you say call them or head over?
I head over because
yep.
Exercise again.
Yep, no worries. He greets you.
I'm intrigued about this game that the dwarves are playing, and as a fellow dwarf, I'm gonna make my way over there and ask how to play it.
All right. Okay. All right. We'll just do these two, and then we'll come back to the table. So, Corral, I missed what you said to the barkeep. Were you just asking for something, or?
the conversation, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Just generally, but and I'm probably messing it up.
Right. So what I'll get you to do is just with a general chat, bit of gossip. I'll get you to roll a charisma persuasion check. And in case
a persuasion.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with how to do that.
Yes, I know how to do it.
Okay. All right, so even despite your minus one, you do your best, like as you were describing your character, do your best and strike up a conversation. But and with a 13, that's doing well. Let's see. What you get out of him is just a bit of local news. And he says that not directly, obviously, it's just part of the conversation, is you hear about someone called the Bandit King outside town, and some people think that he might be responsible for assassinating a high priest in the festival, not that occurred only a short few days ago. You also find out from that discussion that someone else has confessed to the crime, and a fellow high priest, so it's like an inside feud of some sort.
Inside job.
Yeah. But these are all this is the clergy of Tyr, which is the god of justice, and not something that you would expect things to get escalated in such a way as people come to blows in the hierarchy of the church. So that's some news that you get. Unless there's anything particularly that you wanted to divulge, I'll head across to Grindor.
I just say goodbye and go past the table.
Okay, so Grindor, these guys are gambling in a sense by throwing hand with target practice with these hand axes, and you can essentially join in and bet whatever, you know. They would have a maximum, but you can put a wager on, and whoever that they put money on a table, and then whoever gets closest to the bullseye keeps what's on the table.
Could I join in?
Can you roll a persuasion? You're ingratiating yourself into their group and seeing if they'll give you the cold shoulder or whatnot. Do you know how to do that? Plus zero? Okay. Yep, I can see one.
Yeah,
see a six there.
All right. That didn't work.
Okay, so they say, you know, newcomers have to watch for a while.
But that's fair. Yeah. I'll make my way back to the table then.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, screw you guys, I'm out of here. Okay, you can leave them to their game. Gully and... Oh, your token, Tina, let's just have a look. I've got to put your... I won't try and make a token on the fly here, but I'll just put your character's name. That's Trust, is that right?
Yeah,
okay.
Trust.
Okay. Tina. Okay, save. All right. And just to make to save a bit of real estate on screen, while your full name and the player name is on your in the journal, I'm just cutting it down to the PC name.
For some reason, it wasn't updated on the map.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. Okay. All right, so Gully and Trust. So you notice someone come into the inn, and doesn't look like they've come to sit down and have a drink or a meal. That looks like they're looking for someone, and they unroll this piece of paper, look at it, and then scan around the room. They look a little bit puzzled for a time. Let's see. I'm going to use someone here, one of my others. Okay. A young bloke comes into the tavern and starts sort of wandering around, not approaching anyone in particular, but sort of eyeing their way through, shouldering their way through the crowd.
Okay. I push up and start moving towards him.
Okay. And what about you, Trust?
I'll go too. I'll
okay. Go yep. Gully. So you both head over. And do you want to? Can you? Yeah, you can move your character. Great. Sorry, I had a 4-year-old behind me, sort of crouching on a chair, watching the screen.
And, no worries.
And her mum has just said, "No, you can't watch. Come away." So there's a bit of bit of grumbling in the background.
Oh, I just
okay.
Oh well.
They've just had it off now. I'll have to update them later. okay. I can switch on my video again. I didn't want kids all lurking over the top of my shoulder.
Yeah.
okay. All right, so he looks up and his face lights up a little bit as you approach, and it clearly looks like he's recognising you, and he goes over to you and says, "Oh, Hale, I've been looking for you. I thought there was 4 of you."
That's when Grydor comes up and says, "Greetings, friend."
Oh, and Kirel's back to, oh, right, he goes, oh, okay, you're just not together just now, right. He says,
How can I help you?
I serve Sir Issen, Paladin of Tyr, he knows of your exploits in the recent weeks and the troubles that have been had, and he is seeking audience with you if you would accompany me to his humble cottage by the in the city. There's I can't tell you much, so that you'll need to speak with him, but it's a possibility of some similar work, similar to what you're clearly so good at.
What was your name again?
Let me just see. Whoops. There we go. Oh no, hang on. Show me a plate. There we go. My name's Elton Gear, Squire to Sir Issen.
Much to meet you, Doc.
Issa, you say?
Issen, no, Paladin of Tyr.
Issen?
Yes.
Ah.
He's a rider of Thentia. And I think most of you would know of the riders of Thentia. They are sort of a noble elite cavalry, and have fighters, rangers, paladins, and others amongst their group. He says, "So what say you? Will you accompany me?" Bear in mind.
I don't know. I don't know if I trust you.
Well, it's daylight. We're in a city. I don't think there's any risk at this point.
Can I ask a quick question? Setting question.
Yeah.
So. Obviously, you say there was an attack on the city recently. So I kind of met this party kind of as part of that today, or?
Yes, yeah, so.
Yeah, okay, so we're on like good terms at the moment. Sort
yeah, of so everyone in the party is well acquainted with each other. And the recent adventure that you did, apart from just joining in the throwing back the goblins that attacked the city, well, it was more of a raid, but was you assisted in defeating a were-rat and a gang of rogues in the city that were up to no good.
Trust,
could you roll? I know you're skeptical of Elton Gia, and it's possible with your intuition that you might be able to, see if your spider senses are tingling and you don't trust them, or if you get a sense, or if you can see through their facade if they are trying to deceive you. I'll get you to roll a charisma check.
Right. How do I do?
Yeah. So when you go to your character sheet, can you open up your character sheet? Is that in your journal?
Yeah, I've got my character sheet. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to open it up as well.
So my charisma plus 3.
Character sheet. Yeah. So I think what you can do is just click on where that 17 is.
Okay.
Oh no, yeah, it's not. I'm just checking, hang on.
It's in the name.
Yeah,
it's
the actual word that you're looking for. It's a hot link. Great, oh, you got it. Okay, so adjusted, it looks like that's a 14. And so
it's double roll.
Oh, that's a roll with advantage. Okay, right. So you've got a 13 there. So from that, you think that this guy is genuine, that he's genuinely, he's not trying to be deceitful in any way, and that you think that he probably is a squire of this knight, and is not really holding information back.
Okay.
Can I do a religion check on the god that he's supposedly serving?
Yeah, sure. You can just roll the religion. Holy mop. Natural 20. What were you wanting to...
Yeah.
What were you wanting to... to find out from that.
Basically, I wanted to know if the god he is serving is basically trustworthy enough for us to endeavor on this.
So Tia is the god of justice, and so often. People in the legal profession or sheriffs and marshals, anyone who is specifically about enforcing the law. So probably on the, 100% on the lawful side, and they're generally tending towards good as their motivation for why they're looking for law, as opposed to, slavery or some other, the bad side of, fascism or, some other extreme lawful acts. So, yeah, so they're the epitome of the knightly just, the good Judge Dredds. The militant wing is much more about seeking and bringing people to justice as opposed to, creating laws and enforcing them. You think that his symbol is genuine. It's not like he's sort of faked it. You know that the triumvirate of Tia and El Matter are also very closely linked. El Matter being the god of endurance, sometimes described as the god of suffering, But generally, about suffering through four others, and also a benevolent deity. The god that the recently slain high priest was a priestess of Tia, and the person who has said that they are guilty, has admitted guilt, is a priest of Ilmata.
So I'll with that information I gathered from his symbol and stuff.